Joining us this morning, El Paso County Commissioner Daryl Glenn is here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
It is great to see you.
Absolutely.
And it is hard to think that this is, as commissioner, you coming in and talking with us, this is the last time.
This is it.
And you are term limited. And so moving on and upward and onward. And do you have any big plans after this? We know you already have a very busy. But any big plans after this?
Well, I still want to continue to help out. There are a lot of issues and initiatives that I'm involved in, trying to help out with some at-risk people and community issues. So I want to stay involved.
And as moving forward for the county, what are some of the biggest things that you're kind of looking at and thinking, okay, the county really needs to address this moving forward? Not that you guys haven't been addressing it now, but maybe continue addressing.
Well, and I'm going to outline that with at the State of the Region on Thursday. You know, we are doing really well from an economic standpoint, but we do have some challenges when you start talking about transportation infrastructure issues and jail overcrowding and how we're going to deal with mental health issues. That's going to be something that the next board is really going to have to focus in on, working with the sheriff on how we handle these particular issues.
Well, and I know, we've even spoken with the sheriff about this. It is a real concern, isn't it? The overcrowding and then a lot of folks ending up in jail that may need some assistance.
Yeah, when you start thinking about over half of the people that are in jail have some sort of mental health issue.
Yeah.
Clearly, that's not the best plan. So we need to be creative with coming up with solutions for this problem.
And one of those solutions was the county coming up with a response team, kind of like the city has, right? But a response team that helps folks, if they're called out, if the sheriff's department is called out, to respond with a response team to help someone who may be having a mental problem at that time.
Absolutely. And plus, we're trying to place an emphasis on some of our pretrial services.
Yeah.
So that if people do get in trouble, if we can make sure that we can process them so that they don't have to spend time in jail, they can still keep their job while they're waiting for their court date. So it's a multifaceted approach that we really need to work on. But mental health is going to be a big issue that we need to address going forward.
Now, also moving forward, besides transportation and jail overcrowding and mental health, any other big concerns for the county, like the growth? I mean, the growth of our community, right?
We are. When you start looking at the projections, you know, we always go back and forth with being the largest county, but, you know, the city is going to be the largest city within a matter of probably 5 to 10 years. So we have those natural infrastructure concerns. I think we need to look for partnership opportunities. I think we're very close to coming up with an arrangement with the Office of Emergency Management. We need to be very creative with how we leverage each other to be able to address some of these growing challenges.
Absolutely. And I know it was a very big concern for you, Commissioner, and El Paso County Board of Commissioners, like we talked about earlier and touched on, roads and expansion, very big concern moving forward and funding for that.
Absolutely. You know, we were able to set aside $7.5 million to be able to address critical transportation infrastructure issues. You know, the next board going forward is going to have to continue to place an emphasis on that because that's what the community expects us to do.
And you had to be we saw what happened in this previous election. Nothing passed. Nothing, not any transportation funding. Nothing passed except for the safety tax that was extended in El Paso County.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're going to have to really place a lot of pressure on the legislature to really have transportation as a priority.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to have to learn how to work together and figure out how do we come up with these a creative way to address these particular issues. I think you first need to look internally within the budget. But this isn't going to be an issue that's going to go away.
No, it's just going to get worse, right?
Absolutely.
And where would you say, besides the interstate expansion, are some of the top areas that need to be addressed as far as infrastructure, roads?
Well, I think all you have to do is just drive around. When you start mm-hmm. talking about whether it's transportation, infrastructure, realizing that growth has its own challenges, being able to address those particular issues. So I just think we need to continue to find ways to collaborate regionally.
Do you have time to stick around for one more break?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll have more with El Paso County Commissioner Daryl Glenn coming up in just a few minutes right here on KRDO News Radio. This morning we are talking with El Paso County Commissioner Daryl Glenn. This is our last conversation with you as an El Paso County Commissioner. And you know, everybody's sad to see you go as a commissioner, but there's still lots to do, like we've talked about. And before we let you go, the commissioner, I would say, what would you say was one of the biggest challenges as an El Paso County commissioner? One of your biggest challenges that you had to face?
Well, clearly it was the Black Forest fire recovery, you know, after coming off the Waldo Canyon and then the Black Forest fire, and still understanding, you know, what sort of impact that had on our community. I think we're still trying to recover from that emotionally. It was a great opportunity for the community to come together.
Yeah.
But clearly that was a defining issue in you know, my term.
And what about one of the most positive things that you saw during your term?
You know, actually, it was, you can also relate back to that, because we were able to use that as a ground to be able to evaluate how we handle emergency responses going forward so that we can be in a better position to handle that. But we also saw us come together as a community, as a family. And I think that we're still trying to develop those relationships. And that's really what's positive about something. When you focus on something negative, you can come back and come up with ways to realize that, you know, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
And we can help one another.
Absolutely. Well, and of course, once you leave, the next task is selecting the next chair. What is the process for that, for the El Paso County commissioners?
Well, the commissioners will get together and they will, you know, talk amongst themselves and identify the next president, president pro tem, and third commissioner for the board. We do have new commissioners coming on board, so congratulations to Holly Williams and Cammie Bremer.
Yep.
And again, they're going to have to hit the ground running, because day one, they've got to be ready to go.
They're right. So any hints on what you're going to do next?
I will stay active.
That's all he's saying. Going to stay active. And of course, today is the State of the Region address again.
Thursday.
Right? Thursday.
Yes.
And it starts at 11:30, and the community is welcome, correct?
Absolutely. Yes. We're going to be laying out some of the challenges that we've overcome, but laying out a positive vision, some of the things that we need to address going forward.
So that is Thursday, 11:30 a.m. at the Double Tree on Cheyenne Mountain Boulevard. Is
correct.
That correct? And of course, they can go to the county website to get more details on that.
Absolutely.
Well, El Paso County Commissioner Daryl Glenn, it is amazing to see you. Thanks for coming in. And you know what? I'm sure we'll talk with you a lot more in the future.
Absolutely. It's truly been an honor and a privilege to serve.
Thank you so much.